Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to Scaling Wellness. Thank you for being here. I'm Caroline Kopp, and this is a bonus episode on our five-part series. So for the last 4 weeks, we have been talking about how to work with your clients. We've walked through a few different things that are really important for when you are trying to scale a digital product. So if you haven't yet created your digital product, you might want to kind of scroll back down the episode list, because there are plenty of episodes for you that are going to help you with those early stages of actually creating a product itself. But we are now talking about the scalability of it, how to grow it, how to make sure that this product that you've put all of this time and energy into actually makes you some money, how to make sure that you are helping your clients. And so far in this series, we've had the previous four parts. So if you're new to the series, I would urge you to skip back four episodes to the first one, which is all around finding the right people for your product. The second episode was all about leads, how to bring more leads into your world and how to nurture those leads so that they ultimately buy from you. The third episode was on your offer, how to make sure your offer is irresistible. And so you're never having to sell with any form of ick. It always feels quite nice and seamless and like you're giving something that people already want. So we're never, ever trying to force people to buy anything. And actually, I heard someone say the other day, just aside, that products that are difficult to sell often just aren't the product for that person. So we need to really be making sure that we are providing something that people already want. Otherwise, you're starting at a really difficult point. You're having to educate people. You feel like you're twisting their arm. That's never where we want to come from in wellness. We're looking to solve a problem for a person that already exists. So that's what we do when we create the offer. The fourth part was on the W, which is for wow, how to make sure you deliver a really transformational experience for your clients, how to make sure you wow them with your content and with their experience within your program. And so the final part, we are now on the fifth part. So that so far is our flow series, FLOW. But I like to put a little R on the end, which makes it a little bit less easy to say. So this is our flower system, and the R is for retain or retention. Now, this is the bit that most people skip. This is the bit that turns all of your hard work into long-term growth. Now, this probably, for many of you, isn't going to be something that you are needing to think about at this point, but it is definitely something that you should be bearing in mind for the future. You should be working with this in mind, because businesses live and die on their retention. They live and die on their lifetime value of each customer. The better the business, the higher the lifetime recurring value is. So retention is your most cost-effective and sustainable growth strategy. But most people completely forget about it. And so it's easy to stay focused on other stuff. There are other things that are going to take your focus, like getting more clients, getting the leads, you know, filling the funnels. But the real magic in your business and the real growth in your business is going to happen when you keep the people that you have already worked so hard to convert, because it's really expensive to get new leads and new clients. But actually upselling or offering ongoing support to people that already love you is a much easier way of boosting your business income, whilst also offering your clients that extended opportunity to work with you. So you're extending their journey, and you might look at upselling something, or you might just be thinking, right, I need to be I need to be thinking about what the future is. Like, once they've worked with me for the first time, what's next? So we're just going to talk around a few of the topics in this. And so hopefully something in this episode will be something that you can implement, you can pull out. I don't expect anyone to be doing all of this at this point. Probably not, unless you've got a pretty well-established wellness coaching program or group program or membership. Then you can be looking at retention. But otherwise, I would just be having this top of mind, keeping it as something that you're kind of working in the background. So it's how you build momentum in your business so that you don't feel like you are starting from scratch every single month. So this first thing you can do when you're working with clients, if you have run a group program or you are delivering a one-to-one package or you have a membership and someone has kind of got to the end of the membership, like they've got everything out of it that they're going to get out of it, you need to be thinking about what happens after that. What happens after they finish working with you? Because too often I see the journey ends there. It ends when the last module ends. And that's a massive missed opportunity, not just for you, but also for them. So I want you to be asking yourself at that point in the future, when your clients are finishing with you, what would support for them look like after the initial transformation? So if you were looking at someone who has... Let's say worked with you on their pelvic floor strength, pelvic floor health. Maybe the next step after they have discovered the strength and how to strengthen it, maybe the next step is going to be a membership or a weekly prompt that keeps that strength, helps them to maintain that strength. Perhaps you upgrade them to one-to-one work with you. Maybe that once they've fixed one thing, they're ready to fix something else that has now become apparent. So what happens during their journey with you, and what would be the most natural next step for them? So how could you continue to serve them? If you think about someone in a weight loss journey, it might be maintenance, or it might be that they've lost all this weight and now they suddenly want to like go into a build phase where they're suddenly starting to build some muscle. Or, you know, think about what your clients might want at the end. Once they've reached that initial transformation, that initial promise, where will they be and what will they need then? So people, just to say again, people who've already experienced a transformation with you, under your management, with your methods, are much more likely to buy again. So you need to show them where to go next. The next step would be to upsell or maybe cross-sell. So think of your offer suite like a journey. And I really want to caveat this with a disclaimer that when you are starting out in the digital landscape, or you're starting to build your digital business, I really, really, really want to emphasize that in the first stages, probably for the first year at least, you're looking at one person, one client avatar, one product, one problem. I want you to just solve that. And I want you to get really, really good at solving that. So we'll go back to the weight loss. If it is weight loss, then just get really good at delivering that transformation for that particular client. Don't be worrying about retention and upselling and cross-selling in the first instance. I want you to get your business to a point where it's financially viable, it's supporting you, maybe it's making, I don't know, £3,000-£5,000 a month. Then you're in a position to start to add things. But at the beginning phases, often we are really tempted to add more, do more. Let's add a different course now. You're like, let's try something different. But actually, as you will know, building an audience, having effective sales strategies, building your email list, all of that takes such a lot of time. Every time you change your business, you are kind of going back a few steps. So the quickest way to build a digital business is to focus on one client, one problem, one solution. And then once that's at a point of sustainability, then we start to move on. So if you're at that stage now, once your client has seen results, they will often want more. They might want more support, more community, continued support, continued community access, deeper access, slightly different transformations. So this could look like a VIP tier, maybe in your membership, private coaching, small group intensives that move them to that next stage, an advanced level, or even a new challenge, something different. So this is where you get to serve your clients deeper, not just sell more. So this is a little bit of a of an upsell. This is like, right, you've received this transformation, so now we're adding the next level. You could also, for retention, be looking at your referrals and your testimonials, because again, people trust people. Your happiest clients are going to be your best marketers. So when your clients are shouting about the transformation they've had with you, sharing their wins, telling their friends, word of mouth, referrals, testimonials are your biggest marketers. So this is all part of your retention strategy. This isn't necessarily adding more for those clients, but it's adding a way of, and I don't want to say using your clients, but that essentially is almost utilizing your existing clients to help you to bring in more clients. Because when someone refers, you skip over the no, like, trust barrier. If you come to me on the internet and you find me on Instagram, I'm completely cold, unknown, untrusted. The journey from finding me to working with me will be much longer than if one of your friends said to you, oh, by the way, I'm doing this great course. It's with Caroline Kopp. Go and find her. Here are the details. You're immediately going to trust me because you've got the referral from your friend. So think about the best clients you have and how you can ask them to refer. Now, maybe you have a system of affiliates where you say to them that they can have a bit of an incentive, you know, bring a friend, refer a friend, £10, you know, lots of places like Beauty Pie, you know, you refer a friend and you get £10 off of your stuff and they get £10 off of theirs. You know, there's loads of different ways that you can do it. But remember that most of your clients, although they are loving working with you, most of the time they won't automatically do this. And that is simply because people are busy. They're just not thinking about you. So if people aren't referring, don't leave it hanging there. Don't think no one is going to refer because they haven't done it so far. You need to prompt it. So you need to come up with something that is either incentivizing or appealing to them. So a feedback form at the end of your course is a really perfect way to begin. Step one, everyone should be doing that. But maybe you look at some sort of incentive. Maybe if you can, you ask them for a video testimonial. If they've got a really big win within your program, then getting them on a YouTube, on an Instagram Live, on your podcast, get them to share their wins with your audience, because immediately you reach out to their audience at the same time. So it's simple, it's capturing authentic moments, it's capturing their celebrations, and it can result in huge visibility for you. One thing I always do is I do wins of the weeks with my scaling clients. So every Friday without fail, I ask them what their wins are. Every Friday they tell me, because it's just part of the process of working together. And then I share those, you know, obviously with their permission. And obviously most of the time I anonymize them, but I share those on my Instagram because, again, just seeing what people are achieving, and it's not always the big stuff. You know, sometimes it's, you know, I had 50 people join my email list, or I managed to figure out how to set up Facebook ads, or I figured out how to fix a certain tech glitch. Sometimes it's the small things. So remember, when you're doing your referrals and you're sharing your testimonials, often I see in wellness people sharing testimonials like, oh, Caroline was a great teacher. I really enjoyed her classes. She was really friendly. Now, that really isn't going to incentivize anyone to come and join my classes. Instead, you want to be sharing the client wins that your future prospective clients are looking for. They don't really care that you're nice or that your class was friendly. They care that the person went on a long hike despite having a weak pelvic floor, that they had the confidence to be able to do that after your class. Or they care about the wins. They care about the outcomes, the transformations. They don't really need to know how friendly and nice or, you know, clean floors your class has. So think about what you share and think about the questions that you ask. You know, make it about them. You want your referrals and testimonials to be about the person, not necessarily about you. Okay, so Step four, you could have a think about how you can keep for retention. How do you keep people in your ecosystem? Now, after people have worked with you, not everyone will upsell immediately. Not everyone will go on to work with you again straight away. And you might not have something to offer them at this stage. And that's perfectly normal. So how can you keep delivering value even though there isn't an obvious sell at the end? So the few things you could be doing. Now, email newsletters are kind of a given. Like, if you are running a digital business, you need an email system. You need to be building your email list and you need to be speaking to those people. It's not okay to only email them when you're launching. So we need to be making sure that we're sharing value. And that value can be anything. It can be your thoughts of the week. It can be tips. It can be testimonials. It can be other podcasts that you've listened to, books that you've read, classes you've taken, experiences you've had, experiences your clients have had, case studies. It can be anything, but you've got to be engaging with your audience on a regular basis. Now, when I work with my clients, I always advise weekly, fortnightly, at a push if you really can't commit to weekly, but weekly, really, you should be sharing some information with your clients. Now, if you don't have anything to sell them at that point, and we shouldn't be selling all the time, by the way, sometimes it's just enough to just be sending them value. Remember that the people on your email list, if they haven't worked with you before, really your job here is to deliver as much value for free as you can. You know, for me, my ideal world is that people come into my world, they get a quick win or a bit of value or implement something or change something or be inspired in some way for free. If they go on and work with me, great. But for example, this podcast, lots of people that listen to the podcast come to me to work with me afterwards. I often get people that say, oh, I binged your podcast and here I am. But that I know there are many of you out there that don't work with me. And that's cool. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm really happy to be here every week and give you as much value as I can for free. So the same goes for your newsletter. You're there to give value. So think about how you can do that between sales. Think about the things you're putting on your Instagram, on your social media. Remember, it's all about being of service. Now, I know a lot of you really struggle with social media and the kind of, you know, remembering it, thinking about things to post. It's a bit of a pain to be constantly coming up with content. But when you have a clear niche, a clear transformation on offer, suddenly that does become a lot easier. So I would say be consistent with your content. If you can't do it every day, that's fine. Do it on a Monday and a Friday, but make it consistent so that people start to trust that you're going to show up, that you're not just there for the sale, that you're not just there to make money, that you actually care, you're offering help. So think about how else you can help them. Maybe after a few months when people have been working with you, you just send them a check-in. You know, how's it going? How are you finding things now? How has your life changed? You know, what else can I help you with? Let them ask you and come to you and tell you what they want. Keeping in touch with your clients and your prospective clients is how you stay relevant. But keeping in touch with those clients that you've previously worked with just keeps you in their mind, keeps you top of mind. And when they're ready, they will come back. And if they don't, hopefully they will tell other people. So let's recap. The goal in your business is to create some sort of retention. So a way that your clients can continue to be part of your world. Maybe that is offering a next step for them. Maybe it's offering an upsell or an advanced offer. Maybe it's collecting testimonials, referrals. Maybe it is keeping engaged with your past clients. So there are lots of things that you can be doing right now to help to bring those people or keep those people in your world. This is the secret to sustainable growth and to keeping your business growing with ease and not with hustle. So you're not always having to kind of sell to new people and find new people. When you retain clients, you increase the lifetime value, you boost your impact, you create a business that doesn't depend on you being on all the time. So I hope that you will take something from this and I'd love to know what that is. So let me know in my Instagram DMs, message me and tell me what are you gonna implement for your business? And all of you can implement something, by the way, even if you don't already have a product that is selling. Now, if you have enjoyed this flow series, I really hope you have. This has been our kind of summer series, and you're ready to implement from the find moment, the F of flow, to the retain, then this is exactly what we are doing inside the Scaling Wellness Accelerator. Now, the Accelerator starts in September. It is for wellness experts who have something digital already created, whether that's a course, a membership, group program, and want to scale it. Now, it doesn't have to be ready. It doesn't have to be perfect. You might decide that you want to iterate or pivot, but if you have some digital experience, then the Accelerator is for you. The Accelerator is going to be changing. Not until the new year, but this is going to be the last time that I'm running it live. So hands-on, together, week to week, with you, in your pockets. So if you want to work on your marketing, your messaging, your offer, your launches, your client experience, this is a really high-touch, hands-on way to do that. Numbers are limited and doors are open. So it's application only. So please head to carolinecopp.co.uk/scaling-wellness-accelerator and you can fill in the application there. I will link it in the show notes as well. So that's it for today. Thank you guys. And that's it for this series as well. I hope it's helped you to see how you can stop spinning your wheels and hopefully that it will inspire you to start building a business that supports the life that you are wanting. If this episode gave you an idea or an aha moment, I would love to hear it. So please do take a screenshot or tag me or DM me. Let me know your biggest takeaway. Thank you for listening. I will see you next week and take care. Have a great week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.